This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Pornography Facts. This is Wael Ibrahim from the Aware Academy. I'm so thrilled and happy to receive a lot of questions, a lot of interaction on the page, a lot of private messages as well and emails. And I was also very glad to see that the first episode where we discussed brain changes and the harmful impact of pornography on one's brain, the physical brain, that first video had reached to over 9,000 within 1 week. So I was so glad to see your interaction and your care. Without your role in sharing the first episode, would have not reached that number. So thank you so much for your care. And I hope that you keep the sharing going so that we can reach far and wide. Today, we wanted to discuss the issue of how pornography could lead a person to become violent against women. And this is, of course, something supported and promoted throughout the porn industry. I wanted to introduce you today to Professor Anna Bridges, the one of the unique and leading professors who had carried out a prominent research and study on pornography and violence against women. She did something really very weird. She and her team, they went out of their way by buying all videos, all pornographic films. And this is something like I would never imagine people go through that hassle. But she purchased most popular videos, pornographic movies in the mid-2000s. And they went through each and every scene, not each and every video, not each and every movie. They went through every scene. And they went through like a systematic coding to see the verbal abuse, the physical harm, the all sorts of aggression against women throughout all these films. And they found out that 88%, listen to the statistics, the finding of Dr. Anna Bridges, 88% of the scenes, not the movies, 88% of the scenes found in those films contain either physical abuse, physical aggression, or verbal abuse and towards women. And I want you to imagine now an 11-year-old or 10-year-old boy or girl going on these websites, watching men abusing women throughout pornographic scenes. What are the messages that they are getting from watching this? The finding also indicates that out of all these 88% of aggression against women, they were either showing signs of pleasure, that they're happy with this, or they were just silent. There is no reaction towards this aggression, which of course gives the wrong messages on how intimacy should be carried out between two who love and admire each other. And according to some of the statistics that I've read in Australia, 1 in 10 porn users is under the age of 10. 1 in 10 persons. And of course, according to 2018 statistics of one of the most popular websites that I do not wish to mention its name here, but they said that 33.5 billion visits have occurred on their website, one single website, in the year 2018. So you can imagine how many children now are accessing easily these websites. So what do they get from watching a man abusing a woman while having sexual intercourse with her? This is the education that they're getting. They're getting that man could easily beat, slap, choke, pull the hairs, and do all the other disgusting things with women. And that's what she likes. She's showing signs of pleasure. Not only that, she's silent. She's not objecting. And the type of things you watch, the type of media that you store in your brain, this is what you also act out or act upon. Not only that, but they are also teaching girls to remain silent. Those girls who may access these websites, this is the way you should behave. To show pleasure, that you are happy with what's happening, and to be silent. And this is what has been delivered. Not only that, I myself had a very disturbing case that I came across, and that's someone that I was very close to, who actually happened to be in jail for a year plus as a result of attempting to rape someone, on a school campus. And when the case was investigated and we start talking about it, it turns out that pornography was the leading cause to what happened. So I'm not suggesting in this video that every rapist was a porn addict. I'm not suggesting that pornography is the main source of turning people into rapists and so on. But I'm firmly asserting that pornography has the potential to turn a person into a rapist. It has the potential. It can twist our understanding of the real intimacy between couples. So this is something really serious. There are a lot of case studies where we could demonstrate to show you the impact of pornography on men and their behaviors towards women. According to another professor, Dr. Mary Ann Layden, she notes in her studies that if men are frequently consuming pornography, they are more likely to be both physically and sexually aggressive against women. Again, we are talking from life experience, from seeing people coming towards us and telling us what pornography had led them to. Another story happened where a lady client, very young, she called me and she was complaining about her husband being very aggressive during intimacy. And when I asked her whether he's been watching pornography, she admitted so swiftly that, yes, that's the case, to an extent that I would rather watch him from far, watching pornography and pleasuring himself than having the actual intimacy, because she can't bear the beating and the slapping. So this is what pornography could lead to. I wanted to re-emphasize on the point that I made earlier, which is not every single person who's watching porn would turn into a monster, rapist, an aggressive person against women. However, we have to understand that pornography has that power to bring you down that path, which we, of course, do not want you or anyone to show disrespect of any kind to women. I also wanted to recommend this beautiful book. It is called Violence Against Women in Pornography. This will give you a broader picture on what's happening in this industry and how they normalize violence against women through their films and movies. They normalize disgusting moves and positions and a lot of actions that many people, when they watch, they think that this is the actual intimacy, and as a result, divorce could happen as a result of this. And we will dedicate a whole episode on how pornography could destroy relationships between husbands, wives, partners. We'll talk about this later, but pornography has that power, has that potential. So until then, until the next episode, I wanted the comments to keep going. I wanted the sharing to keep going, please. And I want your questions. I have collected enough questions from first episode that are enough for a whole episode on its own, which we are going to announce soon. But for now, we will go through 3, 4, 5 episodes first to give you broader understanding of how pornography could damage a lot of the things that we admire and we adore in our lives. So until then, stay safe, stay aware, and steer away from inappropriate imagery. See you then.